Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Darius, give me a little game show music, please. We will go around the horn. Everybody gets one guess here. One guess. Danny, I want to know which broadcast team you think has the Lowly Cowboys and your Washington Commanders this weekend.
What? Do I get to know what channel the game's on?
If you'd like, I could tell you.
Will you tell me?
Fox.
I'm going to go the Brady team.
That would be a no. It is not the A team of Burkhart and Brady.
Damn.
On Washington and Dallas.
I just figured Dallas is playing. They always just do that. So I guess I'm wrong.
They just get, even though it's Cooper Rush.
Yeah. And
they can't,
especially because it's Cooper Rush.
A lot of Cooper Rush given the Rico Dowdell. All right, Clary, who's on the call of the Commanders and the Cowboys?
I'm going to guess Joe Davis and Greg Olson.
Yeah. We got a Joe Davis Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. Fired up. Joe Davis on the call. Greg Olson providing analysis. And the OG legend, Pam Oliver, on the sideline. Let's do this thing together.
Are you going to go over and meet Joe Davis?
I might have to.
I'm so jealous.
Now, here's the thing. I don't really have an in into the Joe Davis booth, so it gets a little awkward.
Huh.
Yeah. Like, when Birdman and Charles Davis were there, I went over and just chilled with them in the booth and dapped them up. Actually, it got a little – I literally – this is kind of weird. I dapped them up at the back end. I'm like, I love you guys. And I just thought that was a weird thing to say.
Like, how do we end this?
Well, yeah, so we're, like, talking. They're like, is Wiley going to go? What's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. We're talking. We're chit-chatting. We're having a good time. And I'm like, all right, I'm now lingering. Like, I'm definitely the guy that, like, is here too long. So I was like, all right, well, we'll see you later. And I'm like, you know, little bro hug Ian Eagle, bro hug Charles Davis. And I was like, I love you guys, man. And then I was like, ooh, that was kind of a lot.
That's wow.
And, but Ian Eagle did say, you, like, I don't remember if he said you too.
You too.
Or we love you too or something. Or, but he was very nice.
Have a good one, buddy.
But it was just a little aggressive.
Yeah, they let you down like, easy there.
I was like at a 10 and they needed me at like a 6.
Yeah.
Whereas I'd be like, all right, have a good call, guys. It was not that.
I
was like,
I love you guys.
I was like, I love you guys a lot. I love you guys.
You made me so happy.
So that wasn't as bad as my full embrace with Adam Amin.
Well,
where does that rank to Darius hugging Adam Amin after meeting him moments
so
before?
So Darius is an Adam Amin's like gigantic bear hug and then like rubbing noses together right after meeting each other.
Yeah, they Eskimoed.
Definitely weirder, but that was Amin, I thought, kind of was the aggressor.
He initiated it. So,
We've gone over that. It's not quite as awkward as the Josh Harris, Troy, Joe Buck handshake.
No.
In terms of awkward. But it sounded like Amin was going for the bro hug. It's like one hand in the middle.
I do.
He's
think that's
wide.
True.
So he presents wide.
Darius went out with two arms.
And Darius goes, oh, I'm going to match his wide. And so he's on his way out, like right hand doesn't, maybe gets just past the shoulder for bro hug, and Darius misreads it and goes airplane.
Exactly. And what you got to remember is Darius was butt-sized.
Yeah.
Because...
And I love Darius. I don't know how sized Amin was. Like, he's a nice guy.
No, Amin's the nicest guy.
Yeah.
Like, he was... I mean, he's like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Like, Amin's the kind of guy, you hang out with him once or you're around him once and you're like... Someone's like, oh, you guys have known each other for years? And you're like, not at all. I've met him once.
We met in line for coffee.
Exactly.
And now we're buds.
So he's got that kind of like everyone's my guy personality.
So do you think that's what it was? Like he went in for a hug in one hand.
I said to him, this is my producer, Darius. I don't remember if I said anything else.
What, like, it was on the intro?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was at the end.
No, this is full intro.
My God.
During Yeah.
Introduction and Darius is landing the plane?
Are you sure about that? It was intro, not exit?
Oh, 100% the intro.
I mean, you would know.
I would know. I was there.
The second most awkward thing I've ever seen a producer do on this show. I'll say that. The first being Ryan pointing at that girl like 11 times during our show at Topgolf.
Wait, it's a football? Doesn't rank above that?
Ooh, I think it's a football's one. It's not a football. If you see us in person, ask us what it was. Wasn't a football.
Definitely was not a football.
It's a football might be number one, actually.
I think It's a Football is
okay,
one.
Okay, then Darius is three.
Ryan pointing at that girl, not once, but 31 times.
So there was this girl.
And then pretending to be like, wait, is it you?
So, yeah, we're at Topgolf. Not Topgolf. It was Rudy's.
Rudy's,
the
yes.
old Topgolf. But so Rudy's in Kingstown last year. We're doing our show. We did it every Thursday. And there's been this girl who's not there for our show.
No.
She's just waiting for a bay. Mm-hmm. And she's with her boyfriend. So she's with her bay waiting for a bay, I believe, as the kids would say.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you. Let me just pick that up there. Yep, that's a point for being hip.
That was good.
So her bay, thank you. And so they're just sitting there. And how would I say this about this?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Person. She was extremely attractive, I would say.
I'm a little uncomfortable. I would say that if she was acting in a movie, I would notice how good at acting she is.
She's definitely great at acting.
Yeah.
So anyway, so she's sitting there for a while, and Clary is like told us in three different commercial breaks, three different times, like, I know this girl. And we're like, okay. And he's like, I'm friends with her friend, and I play baseball with her cousin, Stuart. And we're like, okay, man.
Okay.
Like, just say hi to her, you know, or like, whatever. Like,
he's like, let me do one more buffalo chicken dip.
Let
and
me
then.
Eat two more bowls of buffalo chicken dip, go to the bathroom three times, and then I might say hi to her later. I'm like, no problem. For some reason, what he decided to do is not say anything for an hour and a half while she sat in front of us. And then at one point, and I don't know why, he's sitting next to me. And he does this thing where, like, they make eye contact.
Yeah.
And he acts like he didn't notice her for the first 2 hours.
Like, I just saw you just now. So is that you?
He does, like, a jarring kind of, like, drop back and, like, tilt your head and, like, cockeyed. And you go, wait. And he, like, points at her and he's like, you, is that you, Becca? Like, is that you? But instead of just doing the point, like, you know, squinty eyes, kind of tilted head, like, I know you from somewhere. He starts doing two double guns.
He double gunned.
And shooting her like, you, pew, you, pew, you, pew, you, pew, you. Pew, and he does like pew, eight pew. Times in a row. He's just like, you, do I, just back and forth.
He's just
rapid.
Doc Holliday at the OK Corral,
you're
man.
Watching me on YouTube, this other guy's like, you, is that you? Are you sure? Is it? And he just kept doing it. Yeah. And finally, I'm like putting his hands down. I'm like, Ryan, please stop with the hands.
Stop
like,
it.
She sees you, man.
Yeah. She definitely sees you.
And while this is happening, this is like mid-segment, and Grant, who I'm sitting next to at the time, is literally like looking over at me like, what are you doing? Like mid-segment. Yeah. Like he's just like looking at me like, put your hands down.
Like, please stop shooting guns at her.
I know, and it's actually funny that this came up because last week, I'm walking in my building's elevator, and you know who's in there? That same girl. She lives in my apartment complex.
Come on.
Yes, I literally called Grant immediately and was like, you will not believe who I just saw. And it is that girl who I saw at Rudy's Golf.
That's incredible.
Have you been able to say hi to her just with using regular gestures?
In the elevator, he just went, pew, 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 pew,
yeah,
pew.
Yeah.
What floor? Seven? Pew, 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 pew. Seven guns for you.
Well, it's actually funny enough, I live on the seventh floor. But regardless of the point there, yes, I saw her and it was, again, very awkward with her boyfriend again. I'm sure he probably doesn't remember
I was going to say, I'm sure he loves you.
Yeah, so... So, yeah, there's that.
I'm going to put that number two.
Okay, that's two.
Behind.
Dara's airplane hug, number three.
Yeah. But still.
I love you guys. Four?
So Adam Amin did go bro hug, Fox play-by-play man, and you definitely went two arms for like a hug.
Yes, this
just
happened.
Like teddy bear hug.
You're like, with arms wide open.
Full embrace. We've known each other for years. I was my brother.
What was your logic on that?
I don't remember. I think mentally, yes. I thought that he was going in for the full embrace. Like, I thought it was more than just the normal, you know, dap up and then, you know, shoulder bump bro hug. I thought it was more than that. I thought it was,
so
was like,
did
damn,
you,
this,
did
is,
you,
this is really nice.
So you're like a linebacker. Did you read the play going wide? Like, in other words, the hand starts in the middle and starts to go out. Like, you go, he's extending. This is full boot. Like, this is full arm extension for a hug around. Whereas he probably was going in the stopping here.
Yeah, that's what I read, and I misread the play.
So how much of this do you think, because this happens sometimes, and like if this medium is done correctly, in a sense, we are in a, you know, in a relationship, have a rapport with our listeners, right? How much of it is you watch Adam Amin, that's your guy, you know, Adam Amin's on TV, and you're like, oh, that's my guy, Adam Amin. So like, yeah, it's the first time he's ever meeting you, but you're like, Adam Amin, it's been a week. I saw you last week on TV, and you just gave him a hug. How much of it is that?
Oh, that's tough to say. Because I mean, I love Adam. He's awesome at what he does.
Yeah,
he doesn't rank at my top, unfortunately. So I don't know if it was that much of that.
But he's not. I mean, you like him.
Yeah, sure.
He's absolutely not that far down your big board.
No, he's not that far down. But you know, he's
where
on
is
top.
He? Is Ooh. He podium?
Oh man. Oh, no, not podium,
okay.
Unfortunately. Not podium.
Ian Eagle or Adam Amin?
Ian Eagle.
One.
Let's go Kevin Burkhardt or Adam Amin.
Ooh. I'll go Berkey.
Two.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Berkey. Big Berkey fan.
Harlan or Adam Amin?
Oh, Harlan's at the top.
That's three.
Harlan's
gold. Harlan's
Joe Davis or Adam Amin?
Definitely Joe Davis, yeah.
That's so you four. Hate Adam Amin.
Why do you hate him? Mike Tirico or Adam Amin?
Oh, now that's... Sorry, it's Tirico for sure.
All right, so Adam, I mean, you're just...
He's not on the podium, but...
Spiro Dias. Does he make the top 20? Spiro Dias. Oh,
no. Adam Amin over Spiro Dias.
Okay, Kevin Kugler.
Adam Amin.
Okay. You got some affection.
Yeah.
All right, so he basically is the Commanders. When he plays the Panthers, he's going to whoop up on him. But if he has to deal with Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, it might get sideways.
Yeah, it's there's just no competing with Kevin Harlan, Ian Eagle, and Joe Davis.
Like, it's not a crime ridiculous. To be behind them
no,
in the power
not
room.
A crime at all.
And you slid him down the board even further because he tried to hug you, man-hug you, and you got embarrassed because you wanted the real hug.
That might have raised him up, honestly.
I bet you Kevin Harlan would give you a real hug.
I'd be steamed up.
Size for Kevin Harlan.
And then just, like, talked in your ear the whole time what was happening. Play-by-played it. You know what I mean? Going in for the bear hug. This is a great hug. We're embracing. And you're like, oh, my God.
That'd be the greatest moment of my life.
That'd be so good.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.